the magic bullet of recruiting. This is the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 162. Well, this is the episode you've all been waiting for, the magic bullet of recruiting. I'm John Fugler, and welcome to the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm an athletic scholarship coach, a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of Recruit Me, podcaster, author, and speaker. This podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. So I dig in, I give you takeaways you can use immediately. And this is a hot topic. So as we get into the fall and we are here officially, I want to address it. That'll save you some time, some effort, some angst during the fall and also leading into the rest of the year and your recruiting efforts, the magic bullet of recruiting. Well, here I am post-hurricane. I'm talking to you from North Carolina, where our family lives now, and we live inland, Raleigh-Durham area. So we didn't see those strong winds and rain that came through up and down up the coast and just not too far from us where they really got hit hard. And yet we were spared. We had rain. We had some wind, but nothing near what they had on the coast. And our prayers are for those who are going to go through recovery right now. And I pray for those who are in the Bahamas and a lot of recovery there. And people's lives were lost in Dorian. And so a lot of families are really missing their loved ones, and we're praying for them as well. But here we are, and it is, it's come and gone, went through my area on Thursday and Thursday night. And then Friday morning we woke up and it was actually quite sunny. Well, I want to get into this episode, the magic bullet of recruiting. And, you know, there's so many, I hear it a lot, that there's people say this one thing, this one, I guess the magic bullet. That's why I named this episode, the magic bullet of recruiting. And some of the things that are thrown out there that seem logical, but aren't magic bullets are, well, one is landing the right recruiting service. There are a number of recruiting services and consultants out there, reps that you may have talked to already, and you're trying to match up with the right one that can assure you that your son or daughter will get an athletic scholarship. And it's a tough choice because there are a lot of them out there, a lot of them approaching you. We had that happen ourselves, and you're saying, we've got to make this choice. We only get one chance, and if we get the right one, this is going to do it for us. Well, that's not the answer, because just having the right recruiting service does not get your kid an athletic scholarship. There are so many things that you have to do. All the steps that I talk about, you still have to do. Parents, athletes, you need to get involved. You need to do a lot of work. The recruiting service isn't going to land you the scholarship. You can't have an agent. So you have to do a lot of the work. And yeah, recruiting service might help. But as you know, you've seen some of the price tags, and there is nothing guaranteed. This is not a magic bullet. I've heard some bad stories as well about recruiting services. Don't say somebody's going to do it for me. There's a lot that a recruiting service can't do for you. And I addressed that, I think, 2 or 3 months ago. You can check my archives on why recruiting services are not the answer. But some people see it as the magic bullet. Another one, which seems like a magic bullet, is early verbal commitment. And we see that. We hear, in fact, those stories, they make the news, that some freshman or even eighth grader basketball player has made a verbal commitment to a major D1 school, or a freshman, or it just seems early on, and they're saying, okay, I've got the deal, so we can just stop this whole recruiting process, and we can breathe easy because I know where my son or daughter is going. That's not a magic bullet. And I've heard some horror stories. In fact, really the only time an athlete can officially commit to a college is during the signing period, when they sign their national letter of intent. Go to the National Letter of Intent website and you'll see what that's all about. Any story you see of an athlete getting an offer or committing to a school before the signing period in their senior year is unofficial. As official as the school makes it sound, as official as the parents and athletes make it sound, it's unofficial. And if you stop your recruiting efforts until before your senior year, until you get that letter signed, it could be disaster. And I've heard so many. There's so many things that go wrong between eighth grade and senior year, ninth grade and senior year, even sophomore and senior year. Lots of horror stories out there. An early verbal commitment is non-binding, and they can pull it. And the coaches can, well, they're not taking anything away because you haven't signed anything. Another magic bullet that seems to be out there is getting blue chip athlete status. Blue chip athlete status seems to be one that you say, well, if my kid is blue chip athlete, that means they're in. They're in. How do you define a blue chip athlete? They're athletes, particularly in high school, of course, targeted for drafting or signing by teams at the college level. So they're targeted. Collegiate players being scouted by professional teams. Yeah, they may be called blue chips, but high school players that are almost quote-unquote guaranteed a scholarship, those are the blue-chip athletes. And to be able to get to that status is seen as a magic bullet of recruiting. The problem with this is, again, nothing's guaranteed. Yeah, you may be up in the higher echelons and maybe a top recruit. And another thing, too, is a coach may infer or even tell you that you are a blue chip athlete, but you really aren't. And they want to use that in order to attract you, to bring you to their school, or they would love to have a number of athletes, other prospects you're competing against for that one slot. They're thinking they're blue chip athletes and they're lured towards that school, and not all of them are going to get selected. Not all of them are going to receive scholarships. So the blue chip athlete status, no, that's not a magic bullet. Sure, it helps. It helps, but don't rely on that. So what is? I could go through many more. In fact, you can submit your question to me if you want to ask about certain aspects of, is this a magic bullet or is this almost a magic bullet? I mean, this is a kind of guaranteed scholarship. You can email me at john@recruitme.com. So what is the recruiting magic bullet? I have to say that whatever you feel is the magic bullet, I can throw an argument against it. Just like I have these three, which are pretty big, pretty substantial. And I want to make the statement that recruiting is a process. And I even have said for almost 20 years, it's a step-by-step process. There is no magic bullet, no certain guarantee. That's kind of scary, isn't it? You think, I work so hard, we work so hard, we spend a lot of money to get seen, to go to camps, to go to tournaments, to get showcased. I mean, thousands of dollars, and you're saying that those things, isn't there something in there, a mix of those things that's the magic bullet? No, it just doesn't work that way. Recruiting is a process, and it takes time. And that's when I wrote the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, I wanted to lay out all these elements that come together that aren't a magic bullet, but is part of the process, part of that step-by-step process. And I hope you've found that helpful. Thank you again to those who downloaded it a couple weeks ago when it was available free on Amazon. And I encourage you to go ahead and check it out at Amazon, the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. It's a good place to start. But I guarantee that if you do certain things, and I'm not talking about 10 things, a few things, I'm going to go through those in a minute, that your scholarship chances will rise dramatically. I'm not going to say you're guaranteed an athletic scholarship. I'm not going to say that this is the magic bullet. You got to fire a lot of bullets, and you know, it all comes together. But if you do, I'm just going to name three things that I think you can retain that or go back and listen again. These are real key, but if you do them, your chances rise dramatically that you'll get a scholarship. The first thing is take the initiative. That's my mantra. Take the initiative. Don't wait to be seen. Raise your hand and do things that will cause you to be seen. Your athletic ability is not going to cause coaches to notice you. In most cases. Sure, if you're like one of the top 100 in the country or even the state, you don't know, then that's a great place to be in. And I guess that's maybe that's a magic bullet, but 99% of athletes are not there. And the great majority of athletes that get scholarships aren't the top 100. But, and I assume that's where you're at, your son or daughter is at. Take the initiative. Don't wait. Don't wait. This has to be done throughout the process, not just getting started, but as you are relating to coaches, as you are keeping yourself in front of them, you have to constantly take the initiative. These are busy men and women who are recruiting a lot of athletes, and you got to be noticed and stay noticed. If you don't take the initiative throughout, it's going to stall. Things are, and you've seen that happen. Maybe you're there right now where, wow, we were getting a lot of action from coaches and it seems like things are really slowed down. I don't know why. Is it the season or what? It can happen because coaches can easily forget about you. Other athletes are taking the initiative, making contact, and doing the kind of things that keep them in front of coaches. So take the initiative throughout this whole process. This leads to the second bit of advice I want to give you is to be an aggressive communicator. What I'm saying is go after it. Don't be afraid to send emails. Don't be afraid to make phone calls. Don't be afraid to visit schools. Be aggressive in your communication. If you've got a relationship with certain coaches that has emerged in the process, make sure you keep those relationships alive by communicating. It, yeah, it ties in with taking the initiative all the way along. Be an aggressive communicator. Be the one who steps out first. Don't wait. As you get down the road, coaches will indicate whether they are truly interested in or not in you as it becomes time to begin making offers. However, leading up to it, you need to be an aggressive communicator. Not a pest, not an angry communicator, but one who's aggressive. I mean, take the initiative, go after it, and be purposeful to communicate with coaches. They love that. The third bit of advice that I would give you to help your scholarship chances rise dramatically is know where you stand with coaches. This takes hard conversations with coaches. Again, it builds on the first two, taking initiative, being an aggressive communicator, and having the hard conversations with coaches. And maybe not right out of the gate, but as they get to know you, as they've seen your video, as they have perhaps seen you compete in person, as it moves along, you want to know where you stand in their eyes. You don't want to waste time. If you're being strung along, that's not a good thing. You want to pour yourself into other relationships and other opportunities. Know where you stand. You don't want to have ambiguity. We went through that, and if I could do it over again, I would really ask the tough questions to coaches, even if I didn't want to hear their answers, because I needed to know their answers. I needed to trim schools off my list. I talked about that last week. So those three things: take the initiative, be an aggressive communicator, and know where you stand. Now, something I want to help you out with here is my recruiting power pack. It's free. If you haven't gone to my website and picked it up yet, please, it's a must for every high school sports family. You get three things in the power pack at recruitme.com. I said free? Okay, I meant free. You get first steps to an athletic scholarship. As we're talking here about the magic bullet, and there aren't any, you got to know, well, what are the things that I have to do? I've touched on three things that will help you, but this first steps to an athletic scholarship is a short PDF that helps you understand the first four things that you need to do right away. Second thing is this item is the on video. It's an audio recording that I made, audio tutorial on when and how to use video. That's part of the recruiting power pack. And third, you get the template for the player profile or resume. Your resume is the most important document you'll have out there in front of coaches. You want to do that right. And this is a fillable form that you can use. That's absolutely free as part of the recruiting power pack. If you would go get that, that will help you out. That will help you out. And you'll know as you go through these, there is no magic bullet, but there are things you can do which will highly increase your chances of getting an athletic scholarship. Well, that's it for this week. I am actually off to see one of our kids and grandkids. in Florida and looking forward to that time together. Until then, till next week, I should say, I'll talk to you and go after it. Make sure you do these three things that I talked about, making a huge difference in your athletic scholarship pursuit. Talk to you next week.